School is back and doorbusters are in session at JCPenney. Score best-in-class deals for your whole crew, like $6.99 tees and $21.99 denim from Arizona Jean Company. Spice up your new space with Cook's Kitchen Essentials starting at $19.99. Hurry in store while they last, or buy online now, pick up curbside later. Shopping is back and the savings are too. JCPenney. Doorbusters valid on select styles through 8/3. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back. We have a full house tonight, folks. And going from right to right, we have Paul Schiffer and Larry Bolts from the Schiffer Report. And say hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good to be here.
You did that very well, Paul. And then we have two lovely ladies, Marcy Shea and Jolene Austin.
Thank you for having us here.
It's been fun.
And right in between the two of them sits Troy Discashel.
Discashel, yes.
Discashel, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Now, with that, we're going to get right into about Paul. We've been telling people here that what we've been hearing, the chatter, and this has been going on for a while, for the last almost a year.
More so the past 3 months.
Yeah, and but since Biden's been in, we've been hearing a lot about, come November, China, Red China, has decided it may invade America. But I know that they actually have cargo ships, about 900 cargo ships, and people have seen them loading weapons on those cargo ships. And to send a whole slew of them this way. Now, I don't think they're going to even have to do that. And if they do that, you may have noticed, Paul, that, you know, last night or a couple nights ago when President Trump was on, he was saying for the first time when he was in office, our military was reaching, okay, it was reaching its top, you know, potential where it was supposed to be. But that's since happened. That has gone downhill, and what's happening? They're destroying the military. They're literally destroying our military, and we're talking about so-called Secretary of Defense Austin and Marky Milley. Okay, I was watching the training films or the recruitment films from Russia. In China, and they had these special forces guys, doing these things, real hardcore tough guys out there. And then I watched our recruitment. They had a lesbian, a black lesbian, unbelievable, you know. And then, of course, now at our USO shows, they've got drag queens. This is not good, folks. So they've been destroying our military. And so the chatter is, now tell me, Paul, because you know, too.
Well, I'll sum it up in 3 minutes here. It'll take probably an hour. I'm not going to do that. A good friend of mine and Larry's, J.R. Nyquist is his name. I would highly recommend everybody go to his website. It's a blog site, jrnyquist.blog. I refer to him a lot on the Schiffer Report, J.R. Nyquist. Spelled NYQUIST.blog. He posts something every week, and it's all really heavy stuff, insightful, 10, 20-page lengthy dissertations about what the Chinese and the Russians are up to. He knows all of the Chinese-Russian defectors that have come over. They've gone to him. J.R. Nyquist works for a couple think tanks in Washington, D.C. One of them is Frank Gaffney's Center for Security Policy. I knew Frank Gaffney pretty intimately back when I had a syndicated show.
I met him right here in his studio. He was sitting there looking out.
Good guy. He used to be Undersecretary of Defense under Ronald Reagan. Any rate, J.R. Nyquist is a brilliant thinker. He knows all of geostrategic and knows everything of what's going on militarily, defense-wise, and he's the expert of experts on communism. And any rate, he's been revealing, he's done interviews with these people, on Lewd Media. Lewd Media is a Chinese organization underground, and they've been talking about a surprise Russia-China attack on America by November. And a lot of these people that are giving him this information, a lot of them have been killed, leaders of this underground Chinese organization. And this was like 2-3 months ago. Well, recently when he came on my show, he talked about not only that, but the way they've got our military now be forcing every soldier, Marine, sailor to take the vaccine. It's killing them off.
Sure it is.
Our That's military's killing them off. And right here, I've got this article just posted today in National News. Biden is transforming the U.S. military into a full-on left-wing force, getting rid of conservatives out of the... See, a lot of conservatives and pro-Trump people aren't taking the vaccine. They're running them out of the military. They're quashing conservatives in the military, and they're moving forward with basically a Marxist force. And on top of this, right now, you probably heard that in Central and South America, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, the Chinese and Russians they're doing war games in Central and South America for 3 weeks. At the same time, part of the Russian and Chinese forces together, a lot of people don't see that Putin's a bad guy, that they're linked together with China. They have been for decades. But at any rate, they're doing war games in Russia for the next 3 weeks, too. They're dividing, along with, guess who? Iran, Venezuela, the newly Marxist Colombia, Cuba, and all the other countries.
North Korea.
What does that tell you? And the first time in Central and South America this has taken place, nobody in the media is talking about this, not even Fox News. You've got to go to jrnyquist.blog to find out this insightful information, or sometimes Gateway Pundit. But Gateway Pundit's great, but they don't get it about the Russia threat. Tucker Carlson's great. He doesn't get it about the Russia threat. They think Russia's a friend. They think he's doing us a favor by attacking Ukraine. Russia and China have been interlocked, intermingled, since the Cold War. They always were. It was a great Soviet deception for us to think, well, we can play the China card. That's what Nixon and Kissinger thought, because And some of the people now that are starting to realize this are saying, well, we drove China into Russia's arms by our policies. No, they've been always interlinked. So they're going to come at us. There's a statement at the end of the Cold War. That was all deception strategy. I know you know that. And I write about it in my book, Troy, The Strangling Vine. It's called Perestroika. Perestroika is the deception. And guess what phase we're in now? Perestroika, where they crush us with their clenched fist. That's the phase we're in now, Perestroika. We're in big trouble. And I've read not as much as J.R. Nyquist, the defector literature. You're familiar with defectors like Jan Pachepa and Anatoly Galitsyn and all these. The defectors have been right. They've been warning us.
Absolutely.
That China, yeah, and Russia, this deception strategy, they planned the end of the Cold War in 1991, whatever. Everything, the Cold War ended, supposedly. No, it did not. They took away from us the ability to see. They took the viewpoint of them being the enemy away, and what happened, it got worse because they kept building up their military, building up their nuclear weapons. We started to cut back because we thought the Cold War was over. Even our secretaries of state and secretaries of defense, they didn't get it. Even George W. Bush, you know, he handled 9/11 correctly, but he thought, what did he say? He looked into Putin's eyes and called him Pooty-Poo.
He saw his soul.
He's got no soul.
I remember, the Russians never once honored any of the SALT treaties.
No, they didn't. They forget this. So listen, right now, the Russians and the Chinese have been building up their nuclear weapons. They have nuclear weapons, supersonic, that we don't have. We're in trouble, folks. We're in trouble. And I don't want to be a scaremonger here, and I don't want any of this to be true. Some people criticize me, even conservatives. Well, what do you want? You want war? No, I want peace. But we've got to wake up. We're in big trouble. And to reference your point earlier, that Secretary of Defense Austin and Joe Biden are just going to sit back. They are. They are puppets of the communist, okay? When it comes down to when the Chinese attacked it, probably from the West Coast with the cargo ships, these cargo ships are Trojan horses loaded with thousands of Chinese troops. They got a name for it, Pastor Ernie. It's called Operation Gray Terror. And I don't know if I even wrote about it in the book. I don't know. This is something new. But at any rate, it's really bad news. And we're in bad trouble because this is the worst possible time to have traitors in the White House. This whole administration from Biden down, they're not leftists. They are Marxists. They are communists.
But let me ask you this, okay?
Yeah.
If I were to say our greatest threat to our freedoms and our very lives right here and our way of living, would I say, is it China, is it Russia, North Korea, or the Democratic Communist Party here, right here in America?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is the Democratic Communist Party right here, the collective,
but
they're our greatest
there
threat?
There is hope. This is our hope, besides praying, because we're a country of people that pray constantly. Plus, we are heavily armed. We've got millions of
300
people with
million
guns.
Armed Americans.
And listen, this is what a defector recently told my friend J.R. Nyquist, the expert. There is hope here. He said all the defectors said the Russians, the Chinese, they've done all their war maneuvering, their war gaming, and they see us as a threat that when they do invade, what they're going to do is maybe launch three or four nuclear weapons. They're not going to unleash them all. Then they're going to land at Red Dawn. Remember the movie Red Dawn?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
It's going to be a Red Dawn. So now there's a saying in the intelligence community, defense community, Red Dawn is not just a movie. It's real. It's going to happen. It's based on real Soviet war strategy. They're worried. They know it's not going to be easy because when they land on our shores, like the movie depicted, they know they're going to face millions of heavily armed Americans who, listen, most of us are made up of Vietnam veterans that are still alive, Afghanistan war veterans, Iraqi war. I was in the Marine Corps. I still know how to shoot. So they're going to deal with a lot of people, and that's why the Biden regime is pushing so hard for gun control. They need to have us disarmed.
And right now what they're doing is they're buying up all the ammunition. They know that people are not going to get their guns over. But now,
is more fun being a guest than it is the host.
Oh, yeah.
I just let loose more. You know, when you're behind the mic hosting.
Well, this way they can just throw Ernie under the bus instead of you.
Yeah. You could go ahead and pop off and I get the blame.
Okay? Hey, what my rant that I just went through is dedicated to our friend Jim Cluse, if you're listening out there, Jim.
Uh-oh. Okay. Now,
up the Pandora's box there.
You know something strange will happen now. Okay, there
probably.
You go.
I hope so.
Listen, I got a clip we want to play. Okay. It's only like 6 minutes, then I want a commentary, so take her away.
But I got to go to Claudia Tenney. Congressman Tenney, thank you for stepping away from the vote and calling in. I got a question. Yesterday, everybody was monitoring and watching President Trump and what happened at the America First Policy Institute. John Lott, the great John Lott of More Guns, Less Crime, tweeted out something about $1 billion executive order. Biden signed it. It's going to ensure ballot harvesting in all the federal facilities, particularly housing. And they said it came off of a talk that you were giving on a panel. We know that you're on top of this more than anybody. Can you explain exactly, because I think John took the tweet down. Can you explain exactly what you were talking about and what is this about, an executive order from Biden, $1 billion in ballot harvesting?
Exactly. Well, this is what, in response to the Zuckerberg money, the over $419 million that was used to prime the pump to manipulate the votes all across with the vote harvesting, particularly in swing states, particularly in Democrat areas. We know that 92% went to Democrat-leaning areas and that it really decided the election. I mean, this 2020 election for president was decided by 42,000 votes. So we came out with a Stop Zuckerbucks Act, which backed Mark Zuckerberg away and a lot of these private entities from using the 501c3 mechanism in the IRS code to try to bypass and put this private money through these 501c3s into election districts. And that's what was a huge factor. It was part of the book Rigged by Molly Hemingway. It's part of the movie Rigged by Dave Bossy, excellent film that was done. And what happened now, Mark Zuckerberg said, I'm going to back off of this. We got Ron DeSantis. We got 21 other states to actually ban Zuckerbucks. Really great progress, but guess what Biden did? He signed an executive order. It's executive order number 14019 for your listeners, and I know they're detail-oriented, and it's called Promoting Access to Voting. And basically what it does, it's an opaque federal election takeover. It's a backdoor way of getting Zuckerbucks, a backdoor way of getting H.R. 1, H.R. 4 in. And what they're doing is turning our federal agencies into partisan get-out-the-vote operations for the Democrats, much like what Acorn was in the old days. And what they're doing is allowing asking these federal agencies to submit their strategic plans, not to Congress, not to Joe Biden, but to Susan Rice, of all people, and to try to manipulate these votes using, for example, housing and urban development, HUD sites, the Small Business Administration. All these federal agencies are now going to be vote collection sites, vote manipulation sites, and they have access to not just $1 billion in cash, but to potentially billions in layout to try to get into these areas where they tend to be Democratic-leaning. You know, Steve, they're going to use pressure. Hey, you want to continue to get your housing allowance? You know, vote Democrat. Let us take control of your ballot. And that's exactly what they're doing, because let me tell you, the Democrats know they never win on policy. They have the worst policy year and a half they've ever had, or at least in modern era. And they're going to try to win on process, and they're going to do everything they can to stop the red wave from coming to shore. And that's what this executive order does. It looks benign enough, but it's really dangerous when you actually read the detail and see the power that it's going to give to federal agencies to be able to manipulate. And don't forget, there's a terrible couple of words we talked about yesterday in the America First Policy Institute Forum on election law, consent order. The Department of Justice is going to come in and leverage its strength, its power, and its police power to force counties, and we have over 3,000 across the country, to be forced into consent orders where they're going to be taking over election. That's going to be even more costly, and that money's going to be appropriated in that direction. And I'll tell you, it's already being done. The county I reside in right now has a consent order controlled by DOJ because they were bullied and manipulated by DOJ. We've got to watch out. They're going to do this surreptitiously, which is exactly what this order is. Again, executive order 14019.
14019. Okay, two things. Number one, how do they get to your site? Because you're putting up on Twitter, you're a policy fire hose. You're putting stuff up all the time. How do people get to your Twitter or Getter or in Truth to find out the details of this? And number two, what are we got to stop? Look, we got caught sleeping with the Mark Elias stuff. I mean, Raheem and I went around the country and gave the lecture, of which now CNN plays all the time like a big secret reveal. I said, hey, I gave that talk 75 times, but we weren't ready. How do we get? There's no chance we can lose on process this time. So what does Claudia Tenney, Congresswoman from New York, say? What do we got to do?
Yeah, it's at Claudia Tenney. It's Claudia, the only Claudia ever elected to Congress. And Tenney, T-E-N-N-E-Y, just one word. And I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm out there. I'm on my website. It's also my official website. I formed the Election Integrity Caucus after what I went through. Imagine this. I had to spend 100 days in virtual court staring at Mark Elias. If that's not ugly, there's nothing else like it. But we won, and we pulled it out, and that's where we're fighting the fight. The way we stop it is to find every leverage point we have. Unfortunately, we need a public that's informed. We need to continue to do lawsuits, because Mark Elias, you know, I call him the sleazy vote trafficking lawyer. He's the guy who's filing lawsuits all across the country, all hundreds of them, frivolous or not. And if he gets 5%, that's a win. So we've got to fight back. We have to do a lot of it. A lot of it through the public interest law firm. We put bills in place, but you know, right now we're not going to get these through the House until we take back the majority. So we've got to be vigilant. We've got women's groups all across the country getting really involved in election integrity. Get involved. Get involved at your boards of election. Pay attention to what's going on. Find out if your county or your area has a consent order where DOJ is manipulating and trying to take the votes away from the citizens. Look, it's one citizen, one vote. They're trying to erase the private right to vote. You know, once the government knows how we vote, we're basically the Soviet Union, or worse, we're China. We're the Chinese Communist Party.
Congressman Tenney, we'll get you when we get you on Skype. Hold on, my co-host Matthew Tiermann.
Hey, Representative Tenney, it was good talking to you at AFPI, and we talked yesterday evening about this as well. I'm on the board of Project Veritas, and one suggestion, you mentioned ACORN. Well, ACORN doesn't exist because of James O'Keefe's intrepid entrepreneurial investigative journalism 10 years ago plus. Well, this is now we're much more institutionalized and ready for the fight, ready for the midterms. So what you say about, you know, counties with consent decrees, to our listeners, to your constituents, veritastips@protonmail.com. You see anything untoward, you see anything in the U.S. Postal Service, veritastips@protonmail.com. We have an army of journalists ready to go to work this cycle through Project Veritas Action.
Amen. Congressman Tenney, one more time, your Twitter handle so people can get all this information. We'll have you back on. We're going to do a big drill down on this.
Right. At Claudia Tenney, CLAUDIATENNEY, like J.C. Penny with a T. Thanks so much for what you do. I really appreciate Project Veritas is amazing. Let's get some alpacas out there. I love what you guys do. It's amazing. Terrific job out there. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Congressman Tenney, thank you.
All righty, we are back. There you go. And so now you know what you got to do, don't you? You've got to go and see if your county has consent. Folks all across the country out there, find out. You got to do it. Go out and find out if your county, because you got to give the Democrats one thing. When it comes to corruption, they're the best. I mean, the Democrats are to election fraud what Muhammad Ali was to boxing, what Elvis Presley was to rock and roll, okay? They, when it comes to election fraud and when it comes to being crooked, they're crooked. I mean, they're really crooked. And I've said it before. I think Merrick Garland would be very, very, you know, hard-pressed to try to prosecute someone that was as crooked as he is. That's, you know.
That's agreed.
Yeah, that would be. And so there you go.
Pastor, see if you agree with me on this one. They were talking, Steve was interviewing, and Steve Bannon, about the funneling of funds, including probably, I guess they mean cryptocurrencies as well. Was that bill number 14019? We see the control of currency, which would result in digital money. We would be a cashless society at that point.
That's where they're moving towards, yeah.
And I see don't you see the groundwork for a global government and the insertion of the Antichrist in all this?
Yeah, I do. And I think there's going to be more of a battle, though, because, you know, you keep hearing the fake news media tries to make it look like the whole, you know, Western, all the world is with Ukraine in this battle, and that Russia is out isolated. But the fact of it is, Russia's got over 70 nations that is backing her.
Right.
But people don't know that. So, and they don't want the world. Russia does not want to be a part of the New World Order. They don't want that one. And so, we're in for a battle, but the Antichrist, obviously the Antichrist is going to win that war, you know, against the opposition out there. And so, but you know what we have our marching orders. And
you heard Bannon mention Mark Elias,
yeah,
the attorney on the other side. He's a big Clinton attorney.
Oh, I know he is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so anyhow, so we see all these things. Now we're living in exactly in 2 Timothy chapter 3. If you want to know where a timeline is, look. And the other passage it tells you in 1 Timothy 4 tells you in end times or later days. And so you have in later days and end times. But in 2 Timothy 3, it tells you in the last days. So it's very specific, the last part of the sixth dispensation period. And then it says here, when you see this is how people are going to be, then it gives you a whole litany of the characteristics of the people on that day. Boy, we're there. We are there. It couldn't be any clearer than it is. So,
agreed. Yeah.
So now we know what we're going to do. The Bible says, "Be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only." And you know, here Christ said that he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world, right? And he says we're more than victors. We're more than victors. Now, so this is our opportunity. This is our opportunity. There's never been a better opportunity to place up crowns in heaven than right now to run to this.
That's right.
And, you know, we play a song that says I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And
yes,
we need to do that. Without liberty, what good is life without liberty? And so we had some very, very good people give their all to buy the freedoms that we've enjoyed. And like Ronald Reagan said, if we're not willing to fight for those freedoms, our children and their children won't know them, should the Lord tarry. So, folks, that's where we're at. You folks want to take some phone calls? We open the phone lines. I think I'm going to open the phone lines. I'm going to take some phone calls. So, like, if you have, like, really hard questions, ask Paul. or Larry over here at Bolts, okay, because they're used to it, okay? Now, anyhow, right. The phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673, nationwide. And don't forget, we have two lovely ladies here. Marcy Say, who's running for Central Committee in the 27th District.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself like an Annie Oakley, okay?
In what sense?
Are you ready to?
I'm always ready to fight, and I don't like to take no for an answer. So in that sense, probably.
You're ready. There you go. Okay. And I guess the same question for you, Julie Austin.
Well, my dad always used to make fun of me when I was a kid because he said he told me no, I would do it twice.
Yes.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't take no for an answer usually, and I'm not. I can't be bullied because the Democrats have tried to do that. Mm-hmm. They've tried to offer me a job in the city so that I didn't, you know, go and try to run for a political office against their friends. But they're losing their seats, and it's happening. Not as quickly as I would hoped, but it's happening.
But we have to, let me tell you something. They know every trick. The Bible says, the Lord Jesus said that the world out there is much more astute when it comes to the ways of the world and their wiles, and that's exactly true. So we have to awaken our sight. We really have to awaken our sight to what's happening. And so...
And Pastor Ernie, would you not agree that we're not dealing entirely with human intelligence here?
Nope. Uh-uh. I'm going to be preaching on that. See, a lot of people don't realize that what has taken place, the atmosphere. And here, for example, Big Pharma, right? Now, do you know what pharma means, pharmakia? Mm-hmm. Pharmakia
sorcery.
Means wizardry.
Yes,
wizardry.
That's right.
What it means. Now, he's very, very clear. What do you have? When you picture a wizard, if I say, describe a wizard, you know, people say, wearing a long robe and a pointed hat. No. They're wearing three-piece suits right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you have more people die every year. More people die from prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. Than forget the fentanyl. Mm-hmm. Just from prescription.
Right.
Than all the train, plane, gun, car, bus accidents combined.
Yeah, most people on long-term pharmaceuticals die of either kidney or liver failure.
The wages, wait, sent us death. And these people, they peddle death. They peddle death. And so the entire Democratic Communist Collective Party is nothing, but they're only about death. And the Bible says those that hate God love death. They hate God.
That's right.
So you have a spirit of witchcraft, of wizardry, in our land today, and it's thick in our land, and so I'm going to be preaching somewhat on that. So, meanwhile, let's go and take. Well, here he is. He gets here before I do. Clifford, you're in the air.
Hi. Yeah, I have two quick questions. Really, one would be, this is both on the New World Order. One would be, as we were talking about, you know, these people are not just the enemies of us, but the enemies of God. And I was looking at Psalm 37, verse 20. David speaks of the enemies of God. And then verse 20, 31, he speaks of the law of God. And, you know, you look at Noah Harari, he said, we're beyond God, you know. So how much of this is just an attack?
Jerry Nadler says God doesn't have a voice in Congress, okay? And so so Jerry Nadler, let me tell you what God's voice has said very clearly. Yeah. He said that sodomites, Jerry Nadler, sodomites are abominable, and that sodomites will have their place in the lake of fire, Jerry Nadler. That's what God said. So you better pay attention, Jerry Nadler.
Yeah. So I just want to also ask about China, because Naomi Wolf has been on, like, the Jesse Kelly show, and she says this vaccine is a massive crime against humanity.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, she identified that a China firm is actually making some of the vaccine material for Pfizer. And
that's true.
Another group identified that the nanoparticles, graphene oxide, is made by a Chinese firm.
True.
And, you know, so I'm wondering if how much they're in on it. Now, I was listening to a podcast, Sergeant Reports, episode 334. These liquid crystals apparently lodge in people's brains, and they can be affected by EMF radiation. So I'm wondering, with the Army, they can be controlled by outside, but that took the vaccine, they could be controlled by EMF amplitude. So it seems like, I related that to the Army. So it is like, between that and the fentanyl that's coming from labs in China, is this part of a plot line to essentially either kill or control people's brains in the United States and elsewhere?
It's both. You're on to something big, which we've known for a long, long time. Right. The enemy is within us. This is why, again, I don't expect there to be much of a war. I expect that Austin, by the way, Austin, who demands 60,000 troops be thrown out of the military, he has exempted himself from the vax, along with the entire White House staff, okay?
And all Pfizer employees.
All Pfizer employees, okay, and all CDC employees. They've all exempted themselves and a whole lot more. So, and Nancy Pelosi went out and got her hair done, right? I hope it all falls out.
And then she had a bowl of ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Okay, well, thanks, Cliff. Let's move on to Steve in Cleveland. Steve, you're in here. You folks just got to jump in. Right, go ahead.
You sound good tonight. I heard something about that the United States, China passed our Navy up about 3 years ago. And I don't know if this was the right amount. They say we might need like 300 ships or something like that. Can we possibly be that much smaller in ships than within China? Seeing they can build coal plants in 2 weeks and we can probably take about a year.
Well, they're doing all they can to destroy our military right now. I mean, they're working overtime, and so I don't think we're that many behind China at all.
I don't think so. That's what I heard somewhere.
The last I looked, we had very similar numbers to Navy. But
with everything we left over there in Afghanistan, we also left a $10 billion airport, if I'm not mistaken, which is the largest airport in the world. And
Afghanistan, we left them $85 billion worth, so they have more military equipment than most countries
now. Biden's still sending them billions.
Yeah.
Wasn't the airport, the airstrip or whatever, wasn't it $10 billion? So wasn't it 85 plus 10? And if I'm mistaken, if that's the biggest airstrip in the world, it's about from here to Chicago. That's from where China is to Afghanistan, where the border is.
And what they left was not an arbitrary amount of equipment. It was a very strategically placed types of equipment to give them a complete strategic ability.
Absolutely.
That was well said. But
all right.
You guys are right on. And I'll tell you what, I just pray God will, some good's going to happen. Just don't know exactly when, but God bless y'all.
The Lord's coming back. His return is imminent, okay? And remember, we're more than victorious with the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He is a majority of one. Let's go to Deborah in Chicago.
Yeah, hi. There's an intercessor from Intercessors for America, and she had asked the Lord, what is the reigning authority on the earth? And he told her it was the church. And we can bind and loose and we can pray with authority. Right. And it seems like that would be one of the prayers that those of us who are aware of this can pray, that the other Christians can rise up and take their place and realize their authority and start using it.
This ministry is, Deborah, this ministry is leading up for 9/11, which is a Sunday. We're asking all the pastors to join us and preaching repentance and restoration, restoring our country all around the country. There's a lot of power, but you got to believe it. You got to believe it, and if you believe it, you'll do it. So that's on 9/11, September 11th. That we're asking all the pastors, you folks out there listening, to preach on repentance and restoration for America. Bring us back to one nation under God the way he gave it to us. All righty.
Amen. Amen. Revival and take authority. Let all the nuclear weapons out there, don't detonate. Nobody tries to detonate them. Everybody chooses the Lord Jesus when given the choice, all sorts of stuff.
I'm going to agree with you.
All right. Very good. Okay.
If she brought up the nuclear weapons, these Chinese towers we put up, cell phone towers, have a certain device. I don't have the article in front of me, but Trump warned about this, that it could be used to deactivate our nuclear weapons, because these Chinese cell phone towers, who weigh or think, are being set up outside of nuclear bases in America. And now the FBI was alerted to this, for once maybe thinking of doing something right.
They're not on our side anymore.
They're not, but there were some investigators that found this out and tried to alert the Biden administration. They're not going to move on it.
They're owned by China. Yeah. They're owned by China. Let's go to Wisconsin. Jerry in Wisconsin, you're in the air.
Yeah. I got two questions. Steve Bannon that you played with, that woman,
mm-hmm.
you were talking about, you know, comes November, the elections, we would, you know, take back the House and the Senate. What is she thinking? There is not going to be any election. They're going to create some October, November surprise.
That's what we've been talking about since we've been on the air tonight. That's
I was waiting for Steve Bannon to say, excuse me, Congresswoman, that you know the elections aren't going to take place. They will not allow that to happen. Now, what are your guess there?
Well, my guess here, I think, will tell you that that's why we're here, to make sure that we do have elections. And let's go with the ladies. Let the ladies talk first. Go ahead, Marcy.
Yeah, I think we definitely have to be careful for that. Anything that they're trying to cook up, whether it's, you know, the monkeypox or another COVID, is to make sure that we don't have an election. And we have to make sure that we don't, you know, we resist this time. You know, we see what they've done. We know the game book. We know the game plan. And we make sure that we resist all the tyranny that they're going to try.
Take your mask and take your kill shots. Right, and shove it.
Right, I think we're already seeing it in Ohio. I know a couple of the school districts are already saying that we're going to have the kids back in the masks already, starting going back to school. And this is how it started last time. I've only missed one election in my entire life, and it was when in Ohio we had an election on St. Patrick's Day, which they had closed down our entire state. They didn't give us an option to be able to vote if you weren't going to already have an absentee ballot. So the only election I've ever missed was because they shut us down.
Yeah. All right, there you go. We're gonna fight.
The other question I have is your guest, also one of your guests there, the gentleman, he stated that the ships off the coast of the West Coast,
California,
are full of Chinese troops. Well, if that's the case, I mean, how do you know that for certain? I mean, I would like to believe you're correct, but if that's the case, then there's got to be people feeding them food and water. I mean, how do you know this? What kind of facts do you have on that?
It would take an hour to go into it, but let me summarize it. This person, J.R. Nyquist, has contacts all over the communist world, and so do some of his people. Suffice it to say that this entity that I told you about, and Ernie knows about it, Lude Media, L-U-D-E, this is an underground anti-communist Chinese group that reported on a couple military meetings they had this past May in China. And a lot of the participants of that meeting were killed by the communist Chinese. But some of these Chinese were leaking this stuff out. And the best way to tell you is to go to the website jrnyquist.blog, okay? And just scroll down. He posts about one article, about 10, 20 pages a week. And go back to, there's one called Lewd Media Interview with the Chinese. He has quite a bit of articles on it. You're going to have to search down his blog site. But, and this guy is the expert of experts on communism and what's happening. I trust him. I used to work in Washington, D.C. I lobbied on defense policy issues, and I know this man to be very credible. And right. I wouldn't even bother mentioning it. I don't want to say anything not credible. So go to J.R. Nyquist. That's dot blog. That's the best I can tell you right now.
Right. But how would they be? They got to, I mean, people got to be seeing that. That there's planes, there's boats, something going out to feed those people with food. That's got to be reported somewhere. We
all right, you've
that.
Got your mission, caller. Get after it. We got to move on.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Let's go to Pastor Hal. Pastor Hal, you're in the air.
I'm in the air. You know, everybody listening to me tonight, listening to this show, they'd rather go to heaven than go to hell. And this world is turning into a cesspool fast with the deep state and Biden and the bribes and everything else like that. It's not going to get any better. The Antichrist is going to show up, and it's really going to get bad. But we have a way to get out of here, and it's through what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross.
Amen.
In John 3:3, Jesus said, "Except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Which means when you come to Calvary and you ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, he'll come into your heart and give to you the payment he paid for you on that cross. You see, when Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done, because we can't pay it for ourselves. If you could quit sinning right now and never sin again to the day you died, just the sins you've already done would keep you out of heaven. But you could be the worst sinner in the world and come to Calvary and repent and ask Jesus to come into your heart, and his blood will wash away every sin you've ever done, and he'll make you a new creature in Christ. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood." Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." That saved means saved from hell. And in Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Salvation comes through what Jesus did for you, not for what you do for God. And you could be the best person on earth and a member of every church in town, and then go to hell with all your church with all your membership cards. You could get baptized so often every tadpole in the creek knows your social security number and still die and go to hell. And listen, you could be the best Catholic, Protestant, or Jew that ever lived, but one sin would keep you out of heaven. Like I said, it's only the blood of Christ that can wash away your sins. And Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him." That means right now, while I'm talking to you, Jesus Christ is knocking the door of your heart, and he's asking you if you will open up that door and let him come in and be your Savior. Luke 13:3 says, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." So if you're sorry about the fact you're a sinner, and you open up the door of your heart and let Jesus Christ come in through prayer, which is Romans 10:13, he'll do it. He promises to do it. And so my job as a preacher is to lead men and women to Christ. If you want to receive the payment Jesus paid for you on that cross, we could say a simple prayer together right now, and I could even lead you a few words at a time if you would like. But even though we're praying together, it's directly between you and God, because only you can open up the door of your heart and let Jesus come in.
And, brother, can I add to that? And it's also, let's put out a challenge to the church. We need to repent of our sins, too. Personal and national sins.
That's right.
And I think we have little time to do that, and we need to get busy.
Yeah,
we
have a completely lit board, so wrap her up.
Okay, so if you want to receive Christ as your Savior, let's pray and meet it. Dear God, I'm sorry for the fact that I'm a sinner, and I repent of it. Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross and shed your blood to save my soul. And right I hear and now, Lord Jesus, ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul. Give me a home in heaven and the eternity with you, in Jesus' name, based on what you did for me at Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, thanks, Hal. You can hang in there if you want. Let's go to Ryan in Michigan. Ryan, you're in the air.
Hi. I had one question for your guest. I didn't understand. If Russia is on the same team as China, everybody, then why is this war going on? If they're all together, why is this war happening?
You know, good question, and would take forever to answer. Again, the blog, I hate to oversay this, but go to jrnyquist.blog. Basically, we're being deceived. That's what communists do. The Klaus Schwab, real quick here, that runs the WEF, he really is on Putin's side, even though he says he's not. He was trained by Putin. All of these globalists like Trudeau and Macron, every one of them are communists. They're tied in with Putin. Biden makes a big deal that we oppose. Then we've done some breakdown on this, Larry, my producer, and myself, on the Schiffer Report. That's all a lie. Biden's in the hip pocket of Putin. All you got to look at is the fact that he cut off all of our oil. That serves the interest of Russia. Everything Biden's doing, out of his mouth, he speaks that he's anti-Russia.
You figured it out, didn't you? But, there you go. Alrighty.
You've been saying the same thing, Ernie. I know it's hard to believe, but communists, that's what they do. They deceive. They're like their father, the devil.
Because we think, listen, if Russia can't take Ukraine, there's no way they can take us.
Yes.
Maybe it's all a big trick in front of our eyes.
But they are taking Ukraine.
It's all Hollywood.
No, but you see what our media says. Oh, Ukraine's holding their own, and you would think that Russia would have taken them. Correct. We know this. But the way the media portrays it, that Russia's so weak that they haven't even been able to take Ukraine.
And that isn't to say what Ernie says a lot, that Ukraine is globalist, they're bad, pro-homosexual, everything. It's got its faults, but the real bad guy was Putin here. So,
but I think I want to know what war the person that's running at Ukraine has time to pose for Vogue. I want to know what other war the person in charge of the other side is posing for Vogue. So you can see the deception in that.
Well, you know, let me tell you, what kind of a hero that, you know, and they compared him, you know, to Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. But they were never drag queens. This guy Zelensky, he was a drag queen.
This is how
he appeared in porn movies. Okay?
He did some crazy things.
This is how I figure it. You just use logic. The same media that lied about the Trump-Russia collusion for years, the same media that's lying about January 6th, on about everything. They lie about everything. We're to believe them when it comes to Ukraine.
Here you go.
Let me jump in here real quick.
Lawless tyrant Zelensky echoes Nazi fascist issues, blacklists of U.S. lawmakers and journalists while skimming billions from U.S. taxpayers. Yes. We've known that all along. We've been talking about that all along.
And what does the Bible say? Jack Van Impe preached for years that Russia and China and the kings of the East would all gang up in Israel in the last days.
Ezekiel 36-38. But also take a good look at the very last chapter.
See, a lot of people out there were deceived with the so-called collapse of the Soviet Union. They didn't collapse. If they collapse, then what's Putin doing? He's back to the same old Soviet agenda.
Well, they just moved to America. They just moved to what used to be the old Soviet, now the Democratic Party. Same thing. Let's go to down to Dean in California. Dean, you're in the air.
Yeah, I'm right here. I've been hearing.
You got to speak up. Bring it up. Get it right directly into the phone. We can barely hear you.
It's right by my mouth. I got it. I'm speaking fast. Thank you for answering. I hear everything's being said. I'm concerned about who are the invaders from the East. My feeling is it's China, Russia, Iran. They're going to come after us, according to what I've read, and they're going to go after Israel, what they're going to do. And everything's been prophesied, but how do we stop this? It has to happen. There's no way to stop it. There's no way to stop it, in my opinion.
Well, you know, God does stop it. And by the way, you know, he does take care of all that. And if you'll find out how it ends. You got to go. Here, go to the Book of Revelations, chapter 19, start with verse 11. If you do that, and then from there, read that all the way through, verse 11 through verse 20, and then go to Zechariah, and you'll pick it up in Zechariah chapter 14. And it says, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and the spoil shall be divided into the midst of thee, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem, to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. And then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle, which is when he took the people out of Egypt. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem, on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a great valley, and half of the mountain shall be removed toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And you shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azel. You shall flee like you fled from the earth, day before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, King of Judah. Now listen, here it is. And the Lord God shall come, and all of his saints with thee. Okay? Now here's what happens. I'll just make it very quick. If you read in Revelation 19, you see God leaving heaven with four categories of saints. The angels were the first category spoken, the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the tribulation saints. And they're returning back to earth. They're returning back to earth. And so at that point, all the armies of the world are gathered to do battle to come against Jerusalem. And when they march through there, and they, two-thirds of the professing Jews, two-thirds are going to die. One-third will call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They'll recognize Christ as their Messiah. And then we show up. We show up. The armies of the Lord show up. And now, armies are there to fight. We're not spectators. It's not a spectator. And what the Bible says is that we will fight the armies of the world. Now, they're not going to have chariots like they did in the days of Pharaoh. We're talking Black Hawks. We're talking about a lot of modern technology. But here's the deal. We have glorified bodies, meaning we can't die. See, now, when you go to war, the object is to kill more of the enemy than they kill a few. But if they can't kill you, guess who wins, right? Ronald Reagan says, when they asked him about going to war, he says, they lose, we win. That's what's going to happen there. Mm-hmm. Got to move on. Thanks. Let's go to, who do we have left? Well, I'm not going there, that's for sure. Already. Okay. Well, let's tell Pastor Hal. Are you still there, Pastor Hal?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're about ready to cut out of here. You got any last words?
Just in 1 John 5:13, it says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. So that's God's promise to those who repent of their sin and ask Jesus into their heart. And that's what this nation needs to do. It don't matter who's coming against us. In the Old Testament, Israel had the people without number coming against them, but they repented of their sin many times, and God stood up for them and beat them against impossible odds. And so we got impossible odds coming against us. We even have the enemy within running this country, but God can still deliver us if we repent.
Amen. All right, we're running out of time. And how much time do we have left? Okay, folks, I want to thank all of you for being here tonight again, and I want to remind you folks, don't forget Julene Austin, and she's in House District 14, and Marcy Shea, Central Committee, District 17th, 27. That's right, 27 in Summit County.
Yeah.
And so we want to say, where are we at now? Okay. Again, thank all of you for being here. And like we do this every night. You ready? You ready? You've been wanting to do this for years, haven't you? Okay. Until tomorrow, good night.
Thank you, Ernie.
God bless. And remember, always, let's do it. Ready?
Keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.